right, what up? That was there were a lot more yells in that song than I realized. Well, that's all right. How's everybody doing? Say good to all the sports guests. Welcome back, sports guests.
Welcome back.
We have what was your name last time?
Mystique.
Yeah, Mystique. Yeah, Jake Mystique. We got Tyrannosaurus Rex, the chief here, and our two Rage Cagers. What's the new name? Rage Cage.
Kiki.
Rage Cage Kiki and Rage Cage Coco. We got Kiki and Coco here. It's just awesome. All right, so thank you for being here. And I'm sure everybody's going to be excited that you've been here. God damn it, you got to turn your phone off. Thank you. All right, so how, you just finished school, yes?
Like a week ago.
Or what school?
Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, slow!
Yeah!
So you're in a sorority there?
Yeah.
What sorority are you in?
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it.
You're not allowed to talk about it?
I don't know.
All right, we're just not going to talk about it then. You're not even in a sorority, so...
It rhymes with all for free.
Yeah, it rhymes with all for free.
Oh, I love all for free! It's ridiculous.
Yep, you guessed it.
So, are you still working in a Froyo business?
No.
You're out of the Froyo business?
Yeah, it's a bummer.
I wanted to work with kids, right?
Yeah.
Gross.
What?
Sucks.
That sucks.
I would not trust my kids with you.
Oh, you're moving out of acting?
I have an MRS major.
What's that?
Ooh. Oh.
Mrs. Major?
MRS?
Oh, are you talking about? Oh, God. I am just so slow. All right. Yeah.
You're slow.
I'm slow. I still don't completely get it. I get what you're saying.
I'm left and right.
Yeah.
I still don't get it.
Yeah. I get it.
Mrs. It's like a major that girls choose because they want to go to college. But they want to be a wife, really.
Oh.
Okay. It's the girls that are like, all right, so I'm going to go to college and just find the dude that's going to be rich after college.
Yeah.
Date him in college.
Harley right there.
I mean, the chief. And have a degree in case we ever get divorced, but I actually don't.
Exactly.
Really.
So you can just jump back in organic chemistry. Are you?
No, she's probably going to do something really cool with her life.
But you plan to do nothing.
No, I'm going to have kids.
Oh, sure.
Probably be in the right. PTA and stuff.
Nice. PTA's the shit. If you could do...
Like, maybe. I'm thinking
following
about
after
it.
Your mom.
If you could one thing for the PTA, what would you do?
If I could do one thing for the PTA, what would I do?
Yes.
Everything.
Dismantle it.
It's going to start a revolution.
Take it down from the inside.
And then it could just be you. You could just be the whole
solo.
Thing.
You're the entire totalitarian.
LAU. That's they could just change the name, too.
Yeah, totally. It would be
kind of cool. I don't know. So Coco.
This is not.
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, the flash. Oh, careful, because it's going to burn the.
Yeah, it's going to burn the. Gas.
Oh, it's leaking gas. All right. So this might be a short podcast. We're probably going to die. So it's all right. So Coco, I guess. We don't really know that much about you, so.
Okay, so I'm one of 8 children.
What?
Yes. No. My mom's a sleuth.
Okay, so the same. Oh, God.
Similar. All
right. I think she's actually raised Mormon, though.
Really?
Like, that might be a lie.
Don't really want to.
It's a good excuse to use, then.
Maybe. Okay, anyways, I go to Cuesta because I didn't get into Poly, but that's okay.
Transfer you.
Because I changed my major.
Cuesta is the best.
Yeah, Cuesta is the best. The best,
yeah. If you're looking, yeah.
For Cuesta. Because you really don't have to do shit and you get good grades. And you get to party harder than Cal Poly kids.
What?
You get to live in the same place as them. So I feel like I'm winning.
Yeah. Oh my God, that just sounds amazing. So is it, have you been down to like, was it SC Santa Barbara City College, SBCC?
Yeah, but too many sleuths in Santa Barbara.
I've noticed that a little bit.
Yeah, they're all kind of sketchy. And all the dudes there are, like, pretty sketchy.
Yeah.
Because, like, everybody... Well, so the girls there are going, and they're kind of sleuty, and the guys there are looking for girls.
And the guys there
like
are
that.
On Oxycontin.
Oh, I hear that's a crave these days, the Oxy.
A crave? Like an addiction, you mean?
Kinda. I don't want to go that far, you know. I don't want to be taboo. But yeah, so is there a lot of Oxy use at Cuesta?
Not
and,
at all.
And
at no,
Slow?
Not at all.
Not at Cuesta, no.
What about Slow?
No.
No, not really.
Then where is this Oxy use besides Florida?
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara, Sacramento is really bad.
Because there's nothing to do there.
Yeah, I live there. If I lived in Sacramento.
You're from... I'm sorry.
No,
I just...
No, I hate Sacramento.
Oh,
totally.
Chill.
I go
to school up there, you know?
I don't hang out there. That's
even the people in the government?
I'm sure.
Secret Oxy stealers. Could happen. It's possible. So I just heard you went to Havasu?
No, I went to Cabo.
Cabo. Oh, that sucks.
She won the booty shaking contest.
What? Please, you got it. What is this? I gotta hear like how you won this.
You go on stage. You
there's a video.
There's a video of you winning.
Of
was
Kiki
it?
Doing
Kiki booty shake 21.
And then if they like you the best, then you get 20 free drinks for your table.
Damn.
Whoa.
Wow. So there's incentive.
We were not trying to pay for anything. Else.
Yeah.
They didn't. Because they met 3-year-old British rich
yeah.
man.
Then of course. I won't say her name, but you know, you probably know who it is. She went to our high school. She met a 30-year-old British millionaire.
Okay, yeah. I
fell in love with her, of course, standard, and was just like, okay, here's money.
Standard G.
<Here's go.
laughs> Just do whatever.
We went out one night, and every club we went to, they bought a VIP table, and then, we had security guards follow us from, club. It was
just,
so
you just need bodyguards. Well, I guess in Cabo you actually do. Normally that'd be a joke for most people, like bodyguards, but yeah, Cabo, I guess you
yeah.
really do.
I mean, I didn't think it was sketch, but I was fucking
yeah.
entire trip, so I'm probably...
So weird, like entering a third world country from a place
yeah, but
like
Cabo's not like that.
Cabo's so
like,
touristy.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's
I guess
totally
the drug dealers know to like
for
stay
the cartels,
away.
Yeah.
Well, with the four or five massive ones that they just chill, they stay away.
Wait, now you guys have to tell us about yourselves because I don't know any of your stories.
Oh, you want to hear our stories? All right, so this past semester I had a great time learning some film industry stuff, like editing stuff. I had to edit Please remove your phone, please. It's alright. It's alright. So I met this really cool girl. Not romantically linked, that's not what I mean. But she's hella sick. Her name was the Tevinator. She was this
straight up, that's her name?
Yeah, no, okay. That's how she introduced herself. And she was like this big black girl, and she would just like she was always singing and just the most boisterous woman.
The Tevinator. What does that mean?
Tevinator, Tevatron.
So her name was
Tevin.
Did she wear a lot of Teva sandals?
What?
She said Teva.
Teva, oh, okay.
Sweetheart.
Okay.
Yeah, she's sick. If you're listening,
don't worry.
Yeah, you're pretty sick. but yeah, so that was chill.
Is
I'm
that
going,
the highlight of your year?
Oh no! All right. I guess I better explain. Yeah, I guess this year has been one fucking year. I started out in L.A. In the porn capital of the world, and it is the
what about Vegas?
Vegas just
then,
they have a lot of show
Asian
stuff,
Vegas
and they have a lot of hookers. Yeah,
it's not porn.
Yeah.
It's like not actual filming. It's
yeah,
like
it's
kind
prostitutes.
Of
I mean, prostitutes are not as classy as porn stars because porn stars have fans, and prostitutes real hard to get fans. For sure. Unless
they,
you know,
they're
customers.
Not fans, they're
customers.
Yeah.
But yeah, shit happens. So, but I meant the best thing probably. Oh, okay. All right, I'll get to San Francisco later. Yeah. So I started in Northridge. Los Angeles, I guess, is a province of Los Angeles.
The Valley.
And I was learning a lot of cool stuff. Like, I was learning about this guy. I had this one professor, and I was learning about, like, black American studies. Like, it was all stuff since black people were forced to come to America. And he wrote this book. And his family just assumed it was against black people and stopped talking to him for 5 years until they finally read the book, called him, was like, yeah, so I read your book, my bad. So I was like, it was so sick. I felt so cool. But he was crazy as balls.
Bad.
But
sorry about that.
Yeah. We should have
picked
up a book. Yeah.
That was a little
April, 5 years. Shit does happen, but it's cool. I also had this other teacher who was named after a cigar. His name was King Edward Carter. He just grew up in East L.A., and just people would beat him up his whole childhood. Like, I don't get why a parent, like, it's one thing to name your kid Mercedes. Like, I don't get that, because, like, you're just not gonna make it in, like, a job industry. But what were we talking about a second ago?
King Edward.
Okay, King Edward. Yeah, so King Edward. Why would you name it? Why would you name them when you're in East LA King? Because every single person walking, you think you king, son, and just slap him in the head, and then he would just cry. But then he was huge. He showed me a picture of the biggest afro and just wore like a vest and would just beat people down.
Part of the Warriors.
He probably was. Probably was so.
He was it's like possible. On the team.
Yeah, no, we're talking about the movie. The cult movie, The Warriors. Y'all should see that.
Were you guys out for Halloween or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was sick. Tay Brannisaurus Rex, you are the best. You're the best.
Yeah, you're the best, dude. Saw that shit.
so ridiculous. Yeah, so what are you? We have not talked to you in a while. Yeah, are you making food? Oh, yeah.
I'm good, thanks.
Sure. All right, so Tyrannosaurus. Oh, yeah! First hookup of the podcast. Awesome. Awesome, I love it.
Podcast just turns into fat
OG. Gotta get people hooking up. The podcast is just, it's a remedy for loneliness. I literally have not seen you in like a year.
Dude, it's been way too fucking long. I'm stuck in fucking Redlands, dude.
What is Redlands like?
It's awful.
What is that?
Yeah, where? Like,
what
Redlands?
The fuck is that?
It's a college, yeah. It's
like
a college.
Between LA and Palm Springs and more towards like the Palm Springs.
And you don't like it?
I mean, like, the college is fine, but Redlands is just. Like, they call it Deadlands, and it pretty much fits the bill. So, like, literally, if we want to do anything fun, we go to Palm Springs, which is 45 minutes away, or LA, which is an hour away, or Vegas, which is 4 hours away.
Just take your yacht out on the ocean?
Yeah, dude. You know,
oh, my.
Shaking
it. Got it. You ever go fishing? You learn to fish now that you're,
I wish.
Like officially white?
Shit, dude. Dude, my school is, like, half gay black guys, like, super gay black guys. And half rich-ass white kids.
So is there a class? Are there, like, days where it's like, oh, no, you better stay off my shoe. God. And then the
do
white guy is just...
not even real, like, what?
Do you see Mike Dine at all?
I saw him last year, but I think he transferred or something. Or he's taking a year off or something.
Really?
So I haven't seen him.
Michael
before.
Dine is another friend of the P-Cast. The P-Cast, yes.
But, yeah, good shit, dude. I got Tapatio put on my ball sack when I joined the frat.
What about your ball sack? You just said you were saying things somewhat unexcited, and then you just throw in ball sack.
Yeah,
I'm listening.
I missed the first part of that.
Everybody's listening now.
They're all local, so there's like Redlands is like the only place you'll find that frat or sorority or whatever. So
which
you
frat?
Can basically haze the shit out of the pledges.
Which
it's
frat?
It's called Kappa Sigma Sigma.
What? That
yeah,
honestly sounds like a joke.
There's only
one
Kappa Sigma Sigma at Redlands. And, like, fucking, so they take you up to, like, Palm Springs, like, straight up where the Hills Have Eyes was filmed. And
what?
They just haze the crap out of you while you carry rocks up and down a mile and a half long trail.
You carry.
From
you...
9 p.m. to 8 a.m. the next morning. And
what?
Like stations.
God, that's so
like,
illegal.
When you get to the top,
that's heavily illegal.
When you get to the top, they pour Tapatio on your balls.
What?
Oh, are you talking about fratting?
He's not his unique fraternity.
I mean, like,
balls?
I can
what?
Imagine maybe,
burn
maybe
your
you,
balls.
Maybe if you put it on like your arm, it'd be fine.
Your membrane that like,
dude,
it,
like,
just soaks up.
No, he just got super big balls.
Like
any way they can.
The worst pain is awful. And then you get to the
they
bottom,
use, like,
and they
Ben
pour,
Gay or something.
What?
They're really terrible.
Ben Gay?
Like,
what?
Fire and ice condoms.
Yeah, I see that.
Oh, God, yeah, that would be bad. All right, so what does
dude,
happen then?
It's ridiculous. And then, like, you'll go to the bottom, and they'll pour molasses on you and put grape nut cereal.
Grape nuts?
And... like, you put your shirt back on, right, and you start walking
like
back up,
you
and
this?
When it dries,
are they the
does it turn
me
off?
Ridiculous. Like, and then when it dries and you take your shirt off, it rips all the hair off your chest. And
what?
It's like,
my question is, why doesn't anybody in the world do that for, like, waxing? It's not like nobody wants to get their shit waxed. Like, why do it one, like,
grape nuts? It's a great alternative.
Do you feel smooth after? Do you feel like all balmy and stuff?
Kind of, but sticky as fuck, and you have to take like a 5-hour shower to get it off.
Yeah, that sounds like it would never come off.
You'd probably clog your shower drain.
So.
Whatever. It's been, I guess it can't be as bad as having that ripped off your chest.
Yeah.
So I would pay for it to be unclogged.
Yeah, it's effed. I do so much shit to you. What? Oh.
the show. So what are the frats like at SLO? Because I guess you can talk about that.
Super fucking bratty.
Bros. Bros up to the max.
They're so bromantic with each other.
Literally, we would be sitting at a party, and we'd be with like a bunch of dudes, and they'd be like, "Let's take our shirts off," and they would all take their shirts off start flexing and like looking at each other and be like, "Bro, you've been fucking hitting the gym, dude." And he'd be like, "Yeah, dude, I haven't taken jack."
I got drugs, bro.
He'll be like, "Look at my Ralph Lauren polo."
Yeah.
look at my true religions.
Oh, there's only 20,000 other shirts around this area.
This is a black Visa. Do you have one?
No,
I don't think so. I do.
Get in my car with me. My place is kind of huge.
Yeah, they're really bro.
They're bromantic with each other. They have such a...
They love each other
a bro
lot.
Bond.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. It's weird.
Yeah. Are you guys in the same sorority?
No.
I'm not in a sorority.
She's not in a sorority.
She
is that the only letting people from other schools?
I'm probably no.
I wouldn't join one.
She wouldn't join
there
one.
There is not a group of 100 girls that I can hang out with and like call my sister.
What if they have purple hair and they're just
no, because like she's cool, but she's weird. Like I would never be like, "You're my sister." Like, I'd be like, "You're cool."
That's kind of cool. So what are you learning at this Cuesta on your quest at Cuesta?
I'm learning my G.
What up?
Because
what up?
When I transfer, that's when I do my courses. But I'm double majoring poli sci and philosophy. No, I'm gonna be a sophomore.
Damn. So what have you thought of any philosophies? Is that part of being a philosopher? You wake up one day, you're like, "Fuck, that's good."
You actually philosophize, if that's the word, or yeah, how you say it all the time when you're a philosopher. About random stuff. Sometimes it doesn't make sense, but it makes sense to you.
But do you have, like in the same way that, like, I guess hipster was a thing that's good, and now there's, like, people that are, like, kind of assholes about it, are there, like, philosophers that are just really shitty, I guess, at it? Like, yes. They just talk all day, like, "Oh, man, all you have is your word. Your word means everything. Without trust, you've got nothing. Yes, I'm brilliant. I'm brilliant."
Like, there's, like, those people in everything that are, like, super extreme, and you're just like, "Yeah, that's fuck up."
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to give, like, self-love seminars and stuff, and, like, work with third world countries. Not be like, "This is the way that it's supposed to be, and it's written in logical form, so I'm right, and everyone has to listen to me." Like, I'm not, like, that important. Like, I just want to, like, go out and help people and be like, "Hey, this is life.
You have that aura about you that you just want to, like, help people and stuff."
Really? That's cool.
Yeah. So, whatever. It also applies to flowers in your hair.
But my dreads.
Yeah, I know. Also, yeah, the dreads, too. Yeah. I didn't... They look curly, and you have dreads. I just didn't want to call it out. You didn't have dreads.
I only have 3 actual dreads, and it's these with the flowers in them. This is my natural hair. Like, when I get out of the shower after it's brushed, like, this is my hair.
How do you do it to, like, turn on your dreads?
Just go like this.
Really?
How do you do that to your hair? Oh, so you just go like this?
You don't put egg on it or anything like that?
No, dirt? I have like a dread comb. They're like sell these special combs, and you just like back comb your hair, and then you just go like this every day, and it just dreads
so
up.
So you can like make it as thick as you want, or like thin as you want, have a bunch. That's sick.
So I learned what that thing is, where they like cut your hair on one side, but not the other. The like an undercut, I think it is.
Yeah, a lot of people in my school are doing that.
Is that? Like,
you
I don't know.
Shave, like, part of your head. Some girls do it, too.
Oh, yeah, the random hipster
like, Skrillex.
Girls.
Yeah.
Hipster girls shave, like, half their head and then have, like, really long hair, like, all to this side and have, like, that one braid in it. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
That's what it is.
That's a hipster. There you go. Yeah.
Do any girls put, like Nerf darts in their hair, like, in the dreads? Like, hang them through, cut a little hole. This is my big dart missile.
I didn't even know anything about dreads. I just knew that, like, every time I woke up in the morning, my hair was super knotted. And I was like, I should just dread my hair or something, because that's, like, I can.
It just made sense.
It just made logical sense. Like a philosopher
said. See, so you're like, meant to be.
Yes. Yes. Born to be one.
Wow.
Wow.
You shooken up. So in this poli-sci philosophy double thing, do you go in to like advise the president?
I want to be a foreign ambassador.
That's bossiness. What country?
Well, I don't know. I just want to work with third world countries and like preventing like use of weaponry and like
so
like
Africa?
Cleaning. Yeah, I want to. Ultimately, I want to live in Africa. That really is where I want
to
live.
What's your argument then to like Somalian pirates who realize that you can make a shitload of money getting it like cruise people like $5 million for doing like nothing but like fucking people up. Well, I guess that's a lot of something,
yeah,
but I mean, like...
if you were to address them directly, what would you say?
Yeah.
Listen up,
Smalley Pirates, this is for you. It's all right, Smalley Pirates. Go back to your job. It's cool. We'll call you back later.
I'll have to think about that one. That's gonna be my next.
Good question.
That's gonna be my next.
Or, okay, here's one you've had to have heard. I remember I heard this when I was like in fourth grade and we were playing handball or whatever, and they said like, could God throw a handball or hit a handball so far that even he couldn't hit it back.
No, because he's not real.
They're out of bounds.
There, okay. All right, that makes sense. Okay, there you go.
No, because it doesn't even exist.
Well, obviously I'm not saying he does, but in that question.
Wait,
don't like philosophers do that? All right, I'm not saying God, but like,
even
a Mason, a Freemason,
I didn't even listen to your question because my first initial reaction was like, if God. And I was like, okay.
I'm not saying that God is a thing. Obviously, I mean, that's not my point. Okay, let's say that Gaia, could Gaia make a ball that she could hit so hard that she couldn't even hit it back? No, it's the Mother Earth. That's the name of our Earth. Gaia, we love you.
Shout out to Gaia.
Yeah. What up?
She's always listening.
Yeah.
Shout out.
We always hear her podcast outside. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
She hit a ball so hard that she couldn't hit it back?
Yes. But isn't Gaia all powerful? And isn't Gaia everywhere?
Feels so lost.
I figured it's not. I read that. I
thought she'd be playing handball herself.
Hit a ball.
Because she's Gaia. Who else she can play with?
God.
What the fuck?
Just Gaia.
No, Gaia. There's only Gaia's mother Earth. You've never heard of Gaia?
No.
The mother of Earth? She lives in the core. She lives in everything. All right. I don't really know. I'm
no,
just.
It's just a logic. Just like in a logical question, there's no answer to it because like the way it's set up is just bad.
He's gonna
yeah. See, this is that's a good fucking answer. That's some boss answer.
Forget about what you think you know. Harley will tell you.
It's direct all questions, Harley.
That's the chief.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Not even podcast name.
Oh yeah, the chief.
Strike that. Strike that from the record.
I'm sure they'll forget that we said it. It's all good. You guys want any more wine? Oh, you guys are good. All right. Hey, you want to take a shot of wine? This is a new thing I started doing the other night.
Power hour.
We don't do power hour wine anymore.
We are not doing power hour wine. There's no way.
Shot glasses and red wine.
Wait, what?
We tried to play wine power hour.
With white wine?
With red wine out of a bag.
Oh, so Francia.
That's just fancy. That's not even like red
Francia.
Wine.
In
I got
classy.
Huge shot glasses. And we...
You took shots out of huge shot glasses? So you just have a huge air? Like, what, would you, like, leave this much so when you...
Yeah, or we just filled it up to the very top.
Oh, okay, well, that... Wait, so you did power hour of a... you guys are just hardcore.
Yes. You're so yoked.
The shot glass is bigger.
They poured the first of your liver.
Oh, my God. You rage. Yeah, you rage gauge. You're fucking crazy. Sports guests, watch out. Careful.
We want red cups. Let me text Greg.
Yes, we need those red cups.
Yeah, I haven't heard that
Greg
name in
coming.
So long.
He goes by Gregonomics now.
Yeah,
he's Gregonomics or Gregemith, whichever episode you're listening to, it depends.
Okay.
I miss a podcast.
What? You've missed like 6-7 podcasts. Oh, I know. You've only like 5. You were in the last one. Featured on iTunes.
But who's counting?
Him.
iTunes is counting. I actually cannot keep Will count. This thing has just been going on so long. It's been,
math's
what,
so
2 far. Weeks?
Counting.
<Yeah. laughs> So what is there to do in Sacramento?
No,
you're really dangerous.
You can go rafting in the river.
There's more to do than here, where we are in Burlingame, which has nothing to do if you want to look it up. We have a Pez museum.
Or you
sorry.
Can hang out at your local park.
That's illegal. You can't do that. Well, I guess we'll do that anyway. That works. So there's something I like. This is fucked up that I just recently learned this, but they never really teach you when you're a kid. Like, they just don't go into it very much. But they're like, yeah, let's go cow tipping. You see it in movies. But I just learned that if you tip a cow, it dies.
Yeah.
I always just assumed as a kid, they're like, whoop, but then they just jump up, or another cow like hits them until they like flop back up or something like
that.
They
die.
Yeah, they die because they can't get traction.
Exactly.
No, it's like let's go murder.
Well, if they're like farmer will put them back up.
Yeah, I went cow tipping.
Yeah, see, now where is that? Before it would have been funny. Now she's a cow killer. Like, just changes like that.
Wait, so like if someone like was cow tipping, then the farmer has to like go.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want the cow
back, they find it after they don't have trackers on it. They don't have, like, little buttons you get in a hospital. Like, I need a nurse.
This cow got tipped.
Rescue party, guys.
Actually, it's a funny story. On the drink finals, I go to school in Davis, and there's a cow that got set. Someone let a cow into the dorms.
Like into
the dorms. They had to get it out.
Aww. Yeah. Remember our senior year, everyone's like, yeah. Best senior prank ever. Let's put a cow on the second floor of the C building.
Why didn't we do that?
Because it's the worst idea.
That's a great idea.
Well,
you
can't
tip
go it, put it on the roof.
Oh, we have a ramp. Oh my god, that would be the most hardcore thing ever.
Yeah, and you just don't tell anyone about it and then let it rot.
Clearly we weren't.
Nobody could laugh about that, I feel like. You'd just be at school laughing and everybody would just be crying. It just wouldn't.
What happened?
She's saying... Coco saying that we should get a cow and put it on the top of the roof and then tip it over and then just leave it dead there.
Jesus.
And that would be, not tell anybody.
Or we can just super glue off the lock.
Coco.
Dark side coming
out. It was really hardcore. So,
it would be
hardcore,
a good prank.
It would be a chill prank. We could get a fake cow or something like that. Like a pinata of like slurp or something.
Good when it's you just tipping it.
Because then we'll just have a tip. We'll have an anonymous tip. There's a cow on the roof. You guys should totally get the cow off. And then they'll have to hire a helicopter to pull it off. And then we'll like make
because
them waste $5,000.
Because the only way to know
that
if there's no cow
is
a helicopter.
Yeah.
The first call it a helicopter. First now they check all. On the cow.
They don't have jetpacks that work yet, so they can't just jump up on the roof.
There is roof access.
We should have definitely got the keys. Yeah. It's all right.
Stop trying to use logic. Yeah.
Sorry, proud of that.
Yeah, you know the key. Just there's no roof access.
What should we be for EDC?
You can be things?
Yeah.
I thought you just get nicknames. I thought people have like rave names.
Yeah, you don't.
No.
I'm Mickey.
That's when you're like really into rave. I got a nickname last year at EDC. This random girl, I was like sitting on the ground. She comes, sits next to me, and she's like, like petting me, and she's like, "What's your name?" And I'm like, "Say my name, Coco, obviously."
Oh, yeah, okay, obviously, yeah, it's Coco, yeah.
And then she's like, "What do you like?" And I was like, "The ocean." And she's like, "What's your favorite color?" And I was like, "Blue." And she's like, "Your name is Seabreeze."
Whoa!
So I named my bong that anyway. It was like really cool, it was like cool green.
Just worked out. She knew. She's probably psychic. She just she's so nice. She didn't want to.
She was a little scary.
First rave I went to, there's overweight African American woman came up to me. This color doesn't matter. She's just really creepy. She's like, "Oh, you don't have a rave name? Let me give you one." And then she's like, "Cayenne."
Cayenne hot?
Yeah.
You're hot, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, are you trying to hit on me or something? He's like, oh, how about Celsius?
Celsius.
How about Fahrenheit? I don't know. What?
Celsius is such like a...
She must have been European.
Kind of hipster. Like DJ Celsius.
That's actually...
Yeah, you could do that. You could be
DJ Alien Dog. Because my dog looks like an alien.
Alien Dog? You get a lot of people asking you, why is that? So you probably get a lot of like...
We were treating
you
thought it was an alien.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, see, it's an awesome story to have to tell
her
people
when
they ask
like,
you.
Scary.
It's really scary, actually, but later we forgave her and moved on.
She got over it, yeah. That's very good. Sometimes you look at things, they can just be shrooms. It's so weird to explain, unless you've done shrooms. No, you know what I'm talking about, yeah. Like, I did it, and, alright, you guys know Gregonomics from our guest. So one time he, like, came in, and I was like, Greg's like, hey, and I was like, hey, Scritch Cratch, what does it look like? And I just started screaming. I'm just like, you're shrooms, man! You're shrooms!
Actually, I've heard
you
this
just,
story.
Like, he's just all bubbling and like fiery and like the exact thing you'd think when you're supposed to be on shrooms. And so he just was shrooms. It was kind of chill.
But what should we do for
you? Yeah, we need
Costumes. What about...
There's 3 days.
You should be Electra.
You should be a flower,
Electra.
And you should be a bee, and you can pollinate her.
It's 3 days.
Oh, what?
Change of events. What are you guys thinking about?
That's pretty, actually. That's
don't,
awesome.
I don't know. Well, it's the Electric Daisy Carnival, so you have to do
What about Paris?
Oh, there's a flower.
What's her, what's the other one's name?
You don't have to do anything
Paris
with
Daisy. Yeah, on Farmer's color. Life or whatever. Get the farmer things. Like a pitchfork.
What's it called? No, this is Simple Life.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. The meth life. It's, the same. It's all good.
The money for meth life.
It's how things work. What happened to her? Nicole, Richie, you all right?
She died.
She had a... Did she
married to Good Charlotte.
One oh, that
them,
guy?
One of them.
You mean the former star Good Charlotte guy? He's just nothing now.
The star for 3 months.
It's like Tiffany, I was looking on a movie and she was in the movie and obviously it's a really bad movie. And it was literally the description, former pop princess star Tiffany acts in this. And I feel so bad. It's not like being like a former governor, former president. It means you were
cool.
Doing good stuff. You were cool. And now people just don't like you. Like, you're just not as cool. Yeah, you're a husband. Yeah, like, you
could not be. What's that show on VH1 where they would do that, like, where they would all go in that house?
Oh, The Surreal.
Oh,
The Surreal,
that started reality TV.
One of the greatest shows.
That star, like, made this whole crazy. Remember, it went from that.
I thought it was The Real World.
Well, obviously, that actually was the first thing. What I'm saying is this. Listen to my theory. I have
The Surreal Life.
I have thought of this theory through really a different. Lot. They had all of those things. That was the first crazy thing. But not only that, but they had the first crazy, like, real story. You realize, get it work between Flavor Flav and Bridget.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they went from there to Bridget and Flav's show, where they were going to do, which was short-lived. That didn't work out. Then Flav goes and tries to get other honeys. Then they got New York, who's another crazy story. Now New York has her own show. Now there's enough reality stars to make I Love Money, and then you just keep moving on and on and on.
And then the I Love Him or the Tequila. What's that?
Yeah, Shot Love with Tequila.
Tequila.
Yeah.
And then the
Brett
guy
Michaels.
That didn't win, that was like the Italian guy.
Bo?
Got his own show. No, the Italian guy. That didn't
oh win. Yeah.
He got his own.
I
show.
Watched
That's
that. That was also shortly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome. He was the small guy that couldn't get like girls, and that's why they liked him because he was like non-threatening.
And then all these like hot bitches are like on his show. They're like, oh yeah, I love.
Yeah, was it something in Italia? What is his name? What was his... It was some weird-ass name.
I don't know. All
right, I'm sorry to call it Italians. It's probably just an Italian name. So, I'm sorry.
It was like sort of a D.
It was Dominique? Dominica? Whatever. Yeah, please Google this. I have to know. Like, so ridiculous. Or it's weird to think that Survivor is still going.
Wait, it is?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that was the first thing I ever got, like, into. I remember I was, like, we were at this weird camp thing, and they had, like reserve TVs if you're going to watch something. There'd never be anybody ever doing that. And I was like, can I reserve Survivor? And they're just, God, that's so loud.
Sorry.
No, it's not that loud. I'm just kidding.
Fuck you.
And I'm like, can I reserve it for then? Like, sorry, everybody's watching Survivor. And I went in there, and it's just a room full of, like, 200 people. Just watching the Survivor finale, and it was
The Bachelor
so awesome.
Started, like...
My uncle directs it. My uncle directs that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Scritch, Uncle Scritch Scratch.
Formerly
His name
known
was...
As.
You're right. Domenico Nici.
Yeah, Domenico in America.
Domenico,
right?
That's what the...
Domenico in Italia? What was it? Well, it should say on there what his TV show was called, though, or whatever.
That's Amore.
What?
That's Amore.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah, and he had that little bit. Oh, you said that?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, you did.
You know, I'm sure you... No, I'm not saying you didn't. I'm sure you did. I just... some things slip out of the brain real quick. I was too busy trying to think of it, trying to remember his name. Remember you watching this real life when Mini-Me, he got out of his scooter and
he drank,
when he drank too much and started peeing on everybody.
Yeah.
It was so ridiculous. Mini-Me. You want to know something else really weird about Vern Troyer? Is
a weird guy.
Yeah, so I'm in like a non-fratty fraternity.
Yeah.
Zillions, billions, trillions. And so a homeless guy told me it was called. And and so I have, like, this really cool, like, 25-year-old, like, bigger brother. He's, like, hella gay and stuff like that. And he worked at the Cheesecake Factory. And he
Such
worked with this hella weird girl who was just
so
looking
good.
For, like, celebrities to try to get with. And so she, like, hella got him. She's the she made a sex tape with Vern Troyer.
Ew.
There's a sex tape out. And, like, know the girl. She's, like, fucking weird. What? She's weird. Like, in the video, it's so weird. He looks like a baby because he showed it to me. They lick tongues, and it looks like they're just getting with a baby. And it made me so disturbed to watch Austin Powers again. Because that thing is so somewhat innocent. And then
it goes to weird sex tape.
Yeah, what am I saying I watched? I watched like a couple. I watched them kissing on the tongue thing. I don't want to get any weird ideas out there. That you're into Vern Troyer sex videos. If you're out there, though, if you're listening to this Vern Troyer, you're all good. Whatever. I know you're a fan of the podcast. It happens. Whatever.
This kind of reminds me of Workaholics.
Workaholics?
I was thinking about that.
Shows based upon the scripture.
It's so funny.
Yeah, that's
doesn't he remind you of the smart guy?
Yes. I was just saying that. Yeah, there's no show that everybody says, like, have you watched it? There's always somebody that says when you bring up a show like Pretty Little Liars, always some girls that love that show, but other people are like, what the fuck? Why do you watch Pretty Little Liars? That's such a horrible show. But Workaholics, like, if you bring it up, it's a good story concept. There's this girl. You guys watch it?
No.
Kiki and Coco, you got it? Do you? Wait, all right, I'll explain it then.
I'll explain
what happened to Pretty Little Liars.
I know it's on ABC Family.
It definitely is. Yeah, like it sure is.
Before you start explaining this, I just want to tell everyone that I watched it on my hardcore black friend watching Secret Life of the American Teenager. Okay.
Oh my god, that's
like, this is my shit. Wait,
have you watched it? This Secret Life is so disturbing. I also
watched Made Manhattan on Dari's Netflix.
Made Manhattan, what up?
We walked in the room and we were watching Letters to Julia and he goes,
no, he's like the most hardcore black guy I've ever seen.
What makes him hardcore?
He has two tattoos of Michael Jordan right here.
What?
Facing him, like two Michael Jordans facing themselves?
Does he think he is Michael Jordan? You know, Air Jordan.
Wait, the two of them are the same?
Yeah.
Right, exactly the same.
Oh, so it's like the Air Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like Michael Jordan.
Is he sponsored?
No.
Yeah, you're in Michael Jordan's face facing. That'd be badass. That'd be hardcore. Air Jordan? I don't know. Yeah. Go on.
Listen, he's from L.A., and he gets shot, he says.
He gets shot.
He has, nine bullet wounds.
Hey, guys, my favorite hobby is getting shot. Come on over to my house. We'll get shot.
It's funny because someone will say something, out loud in, a group of people that's, maybe, trying to be hardcore, and he'll be like, I don't know shit.
Is it because
I go LA, I get fucking shot.
Is he in a frat with a bunch of white guys?
No, he's literally a hardcore black.
He's a member of the foes. Have you guys ever heard of the foes?
What is a foe?
We have friends who think they're gonna be rappers. True story.
They think that they are.
So is this a specific name or is if anybody
it's
in
capital F, lowercase O, capital E, lowercase Z.
Foes.
I'm trying to put that up on the podcast.
They'll be like, "Foes
up." Are they on?
Or on Facebook? It'll be like, "Laughing my foes ass off."
Laughing my foes. So does foes mean foes? I'm a rapper? No. Does foes mean I have foes? You mean literally foes?
I don't know.
We don't know.
This is so weird. One of you sports guests, hit us up after you listen to this. Let us know. It'll be you.
Not groupies, no.
More like sisters. I get introduced as the sister. They're like, this is Coco. Yes. She's my sister. And I'm like...
It's kind of fucked up when people do that. It's weird. You should at least make the joke. This is my sexy bang partner, Coco, you know? Wow. And that's really how to think, you know? Yeah. We do it every day. What up? You know, you could be nice. There's nothing wrong with being a sister, but it's just nicer. Unless you're, especially because you're not black, even though Coco is such a black
name. I always get to say sister. I'm not actually related to you at all. I have a lot of sisters,
You're
seven. All right. Oh, you have seven sisters?
I have six sisters, one brother.
Oh, say their names off really quickly.
Or
Rochelle, Valerie, Ryan, Kelsey, Corey, Kelly, Alexis.
You got it. You almost got
you
it.
You forgot one, I feel
you
like.
You forgot one.
Michelle, Valerie, Ryan, Kelsey. Oh, Corey.
You said what up, Alexis. Corey?
Kelly, that's what you forgot, I feel like.
And who's the last one after Corey?
Kelly Alexis.
Oh, what up? Welcome to the Thank You Coco family. I hope you're... If somehow you guys listen to this, I hope you're doing well, too. I don't know how this would happen, but that's cool. So, would you guys live on a farm?
Wait, Chief has to tell us about his life. We all wait.
Okay.
We actually, at one point, lived in a 2-bedroom apartment.
Oh, whoa. 2-bedroom private farm? Wait, what? 8 people in 2 bedrooms?
Yeah.
Would you sleep on the wall, like, just, like, tape yourself to the wall?
This
is
what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yep.
Get the Gorilla Glue, guys! It's gonna be a long night!
Gorilla Glue tastes forever dry, so I was clear about
Alright, so you've not lived on a farm. It's good. It's good to know, but one day I'm gonna still say, like, if the world ends, I'm gonna say, like, you can use that, like, I've got 8 brothers or 7 brothers and sisters, and then they'll be like, you must be a farmer when they need, like, agriculturists again, because they're all gonna run out, because they're running out like crazy. Same with tequila.
It's not true.
It is true. You want? All right, I'm gonna have to bring in some knowledge now.
What?
In Jalisco,
is agave an endangered plant?
Yeah, it's not an endangered plant, but because of the new biodiesel craze, it's easier to grow corn. So in Jalisco, which is the only place you can only grow blue agave in the very right weather conditions,
in
the right soil, preferably in volcanic red ash, which is only in Jalisco. So the it's in Mexico. It's like where they make all tequila. All tequila comes out of this one place. Oh, you've been there? Yeah, I know somebody who grows for for Cuervo. So he's like telling me this shit. So hard. So they're just starting to grow corn in the massive amount, and they're too lazy to grow agave. So we're running out of tequila.
Whatever.
All right. Shame.
It does suck.
Get fake tequila.
I know. We should buy some and then bottle it for 100 years. And then if they run out, not only, like, whiskey 150 years old is awesome, but 100 years old shit that doesn't even exist would be the best thing ever.
So handle Cuervo. You move it from house to house. You're like, here's my handle. It's unopened Cuervo.
I gotta watch it. It's just too valuable.
Don't worry.
Does Cuervo even use blue agave?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Well, they use the agave plant. No, they do use the blue agave plant.
I don't know that.
Pretty sure, bro. Pretty
sure. Why isn't it blue?
Because... I don't know, they probably put food dye in there, like tequila-colored food dye. Because if you look at rum, tequila, it all has that little, you know, less than tea tint.
Okay.
Yes. I'm right.
More,
okay, cool.
More than
awesome. Moving on. Yeah, I'm right. All right, so... So, Harley, who's your favorite person in your lab?
There's
no
who's in my lab.
This isn't
even a question.
The chief.
Wait.
I'm not asking for a one-word sentence.
We gotta tell the listener, the sports fans.
I'm sure. We said before that you work at Genentech.
Yeah.
The chief works at Genentech. Sucker. He is there for a reason. Obviously, that's why his name is the chief.
Okay.
So what? Who's your favorite person? Just explain. Explain to us why you love them so dearly.
Do you have a friend in the lab?
Yeah.
Everyone's my friend. No, that's cool, but, like, everyone's so much older. It's, like, a bunch of 30-year-olds, like, working at Genentech. So, like,
oh, so you're just...
They have, like, Thursday poker nights.
Yeah, basically.
You're like, you're gonna suck because I'm young. You're old and I've got the job already.
They must like, some level, hate, not because of you, but I mean, like, because you're so young and you're, like,
I mean,
doing shit.
They work full time.
Wait, did you win the laser tag?
Really, okay.
I always see Genentech buses. Do they do it, like, in the short buses where they pick you up, each person at their own home?
No, not at all. You have to, like, go to a bus stop.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
You get picked up by bus?
You can if you want to. They pay you to take the bus.
Because they have to pay fines.
Do they make their own fuel?
Parking on their campus for some reason, because I don't know, because it takes like fire hazard. Genentech itself, it probably causes half of the traffic on the 101 getting
there.
That's so ridiculous.
That's weird. The government has to get involved to, like, tell the company.
Do you know what important day is coming up for Genentech?
There's a concert tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
That, and it's gonna be Genentech Day at the Giants Stadium, and everyone, next week.
Okay, calm down.
The first 20,000 fans get a Genentech fedora.
What?
That's
straight up.
A fedora?
Can you imagine?
But they're like, Genentech's renting out the ballpark tomorrow and, like, throwing a concert and stuff.
Oh.
Who's playing? The Eagles? Are the Eagles playing?
Yeah, I got shit tomorrow, but.
You'd be too busy to go to the Genentech concert.
Alright, can you talk about your laser tag experience? Did you win?
Yeah, so third week of work, I get this email that's like, hey, like, you need to register for this offsite. We're going to Laser Quest tomorrow. It's like, this is a joke. Turns out they, like, do team building things every year. And this happened to be, like, right after I started working, they went to Laser Quest. Like, I kicked ass. It was so bad. Cause, like,
that's so cool.
I'm, like, 20 years old. I was like, okay, I'm just going to tone this down. I realized, like, I'm younger, and, like, I'll probably kick everyone's ass. I started playing that so competitive. I was like, I'm going to win. I'm going to kick everybody's ass.
It's well, hard to not run Laser Quest
using Scriptcrash's name.
I got more than twice the second person.
We used to go to Laser Quest together. I remember a specific birthday party of yours, actually.
That was probably great.
Q's
on. That was the worst, like, design in laser games. Like, everyone just stands on the base and just shoot
up. You just run to the corner.
Cover laser.
I remember that. That was crazy. Scandia, that was
the worst runner.
Are we talking about
Scandia? The laser tag. Are we talking about Scandia?
That's
Scandia. Yeah. You remember Scandia?
Again.
Oh my god.
What? Like, pee again.
You have to, the chief. You are the chief. You can do what you want. All right, let's not make too much bottle noise.
One beer might really make you.
This is my third, yeah.
Can you pass the wine, please?
Yes, I shook hand. Let me fill it for you.
You can pour it for me.
All the way up.
Yeah, just go for it.
Wow.
Oh, okay. All right, well,
that's good.
Okay. Okay. This is only bottle one of 80, so don't worry.
So
loud. What? It's ridiculous. Oh, I gotta open another bottle of wine now.
How many did you bring?
Wait,
I brought 80.
What? So John, is ready?
Oh, is it ready?
Mike, like
one of
80,
and we're gonna drink all 80 right
it.
Now.
I totally need it, man. Can't go another 3 seconds without one. Alright, so.
Where's Yagi?
Yagi just.
He moves.
Yeah.
To Brentwood.
Yeah.
So now he's.
What?
To the Delta, bro!
Yeah.
Did you just catch that?
Yeah, but it's in the Delta, dude.
Yeah. And the thing about it, when I went there, because I went to the Delta because we have a friend, Tracy, thank you for letting us go.
Smiling. Smiles.
Welcome to the homeland, bro. We have a friend. Do you
open
know what
arms.
The Delta is? No.
Oh. It's so, it's a Delta Riverway.
It's going to be the white, trashiest 4th of July.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Harley,
God.
So
Chief,
down.
Please, explain.
The Delta is just like if every frat guy from SLO just got in a boat and went to wakeboarding all day.
It's true.
Except that they weren't in college and probably didn't finish high school.
How much Keystone Light would you say is on the boat combined?
It's Natty Light, bro.
Yeah, Keystone's way
too classy. Oh, God. I like my Keystone Light.
Yeah.
Natty Light's so classy.
Although we are we're sponsored by Bud Light. We forgot that. We might as well put it in there.
Oh, we not.
No, White Trash is right.
What? It's all right.
Doesn't associate itself with the Delta.
What?
Bud Light doesn't associate itself.
That's true. All right, we'll thank them after the Delta comments end.
But the Delta is actually really fun. It's a sick place.
It is. No, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, there's really nice houses. Really nice. Oh, but that's not my point. What I'm saying is, all right, so
really nice trailers.
So we were on our way to this girl Tracy's house. Very nice girl.
Oh,
she has
this really big
house. And we're driving, and we see these like old broken down trucks that only have like the front thing. So I like yell to stop, and we like so we could play in them. And so, stop, and we're like playing in all these trucks, and there's
broken
like this weird
cars,
sign.
Like,
yeah, they're broken down cars just laying off on the side.
Play, like,
we took pictures and stuff. Like in Disneyland, when you have like the weird rubber bars that you could play in Toontown, and you pull them and you take pictures. It was like that. It was really cool. And there's this sign that was like bulls, heifers, semen.
Yeah.
Like you just don't, in normal places, you don't advertise semen. Most people don't need
it's
semen.
It's not even a C, is it?
It was semen.
Lake men?
What?
Oh,
<my God>. What? It's ridiculous. But, okay, so that is literally like 3-4 minutes away from like the nice area. And every single car when we were playing in these cars was like a Maserati or a Lamborghini or a car that did not or that was like too good to be there. And that's why I don't know if it's sketchy or not.
It's decorations for.
Leading to our final thought, whether the sketchy factor.
Cool. Is it okay to be there?
We're just trying to lure kids.
It's okay. It's a Maserati.
Here.
Just telling you, we need Steven. It's sketchy. Whatever.
It's all good. It's the perfect combo: Maserati, semen, horse semen. You just very much.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. We get ridiculous on here, you know. God damn it. It was fun, though. But have you ever been, like, on the... Have you ever been, like, rivering, I guess?
Yes.
Kiki?
Rafting?
Yes.
Or, like, wakeboarding or tubing?
In Tahoe, what's that river called?
Lake Tahoe.
Water Lake? Truckee.
Oh, yeah. I've been
rafting. Oh, Truckee.
Just
Truckee.
For the Donner family.
I fell in. I almost died in the Truckee River. What up?
I had a Pocahontas moment. What up? And I pulled out my oar, and I just...
You had a what moment?
Pocahontas.
I don't know.
She's really good at rafting.
Speaking of which, I just want to put it out there.
You know
actually,
well.
She canoes, but continue.
Kayak.
Don't offend her, guys.
Canoes for more than one person, I believe.
But, oh, you've done that river thing, the Truckee River rapid thing? I fell off that. I fell
it's
off.
It's really not that scary. It's
yeah,
like,
well, towards
like
the end.
Towards the end, like, it's all white water.
Look, I hadn't eaten hella. I was about to get food. And, like, I just wasn't feeling good, bro. I just, like...
Bros were not helping you at all.
Yeah. It was so... But that just feeling, like, it wasn't as bad as, like, me being scared. And I'm, like, just sitting on something that's chill. And then just all of a sudden not being it. Like, just flying off, being in rocks... Thinking you're gonna just like hit something and break it, it's just right. Not fun. So, the Truckee River, you hear me, Truckee
so
River?
Say, are you more afraid of white water or dark water?
Black no, I definitely water. Like my white water. I don't eat dark water.
Oh, just doesn't make sense.
Am I missing something?
Is this oxygenated?
Dark me, white what?
Like water all oxygenated? Is that why?
No,
would you ever go scuba diving?
I have gone snorkeling, but I have a really bad depth perception. So all the coral reef was like 200 feet below me. Almost had a heart attack. I was just screaming underwater. And I thought I was gonna die. And I'm going back towards the thing, trying to just make my ass back to shore. And I see
was
these
this in
rocks.
Israel, or are you talking
no,
about
this was a fucking.
We went,
where was
we went
this?
Snorkeling in Israel.
No, like, you know, Israel, that was bad. Yeah, exactly. I'm in Israel, too. But in Hawaii, that's what it was. In Hawaii, I'm going back, and I'm, like, going onto the shore, and I'm trying to, like, swim not to the shore, but this other thing, because I think it's this coral reef. So I literally think I'm about to swim right into a coral reef, which is jagged and will kill you. And I'm, like, barely touching the things, and I have to, and I'm just screaming, like, freaking out, thinking I'm about to, like, get my arm slashed. It's such a weird feeling to, like, have your body know... That you are, like, thinking you're gonna get fucked up, and then you don't get fucked up. Like, you're just walking so weirdly. You try as much as possible not to put your leg down.
It's like being drunk, kind of.
It is kind of like being drunk.
Very similar.
Yeah, except...
You know that you're gonna fuck something up.
Yeah, that's why you don't want to be anywhere at once.
You just accept it.
It was so under... That's why I don't snorkel or scuba dive or any of that shit, because my eyes don't work as well as... There's not Mr. Magooey, but they're, you know, they're chilly chill. That was the best movie. Did you guys see that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was 1997 or something? Oh, yeah. Leslie Nielsen was in the live action thing. Yeah. That was the best movie
ever. What about the
ever.
Remake with Eddie Murphy?
What?
Talking about Dr. Doodle?
No, Mr. Magoo.
Was it the guy that's in... It's
not
Mr.
B. No, not Mr. B. That movie was so outrageous. Yeah, no. The Mr. Bean movie was so weird.
He is
I could
so
just
weird.
Yeah, I could just
so
what's he doing
Mr.
now?
Mr. Bean kind of sketchy.
I don't know.
Yeah, what girls does he get? What girls know Mr. Bean? Come on. I want to get in your beanie pants. Sorry, women. I actually do keep beans in
beans.
Here.
It's ridiculous.
Oh my god. How long do these usually last?
These last about 8 hours. Yeah, we generally go for a full work day. No, probably about an hour. Let's see, what are we up to? Oh, wow! Well, we'll begin winding it down in some time. I won't tell you how long we go, but we've been doing very well.
Oh, no, I'm just curious.
No, okay. Yeah, we generally the last.
I don't know very much about podcasts.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, they're a new thing. Yeah, they are. They're very like new things.
So you're trendy.
Yeah, I'm super trendy. The last one was 2 hours, and it's anywhere from 30 minutes to last time was the first time was 2 hours.
Okay.
But it's awesome. You guys should definitely, all right, listeners should check out the last episode and this episode, which you're listening to, so I don't know how that makes any sense. But
in case you skipped the last,
it was a lot of fun.
You guys
we had some good lines
in them and like the answers in the next one or something. Like,
oh, that's
facts.
Way too complicated.
Oh, that's actually a good thing. Like, leave them hanging.
Like, in the middle, you'd be like, oh, the secret question is. And
tune
then,
in next time.
Was
this Pokemon? That's what they always
No, that's actually good. I'll call them out. I'll be like, the battle's about to start.
I'll see every Japanese anime cartoon.
All right, let's
next time.
Or should we even talk about Lost? Not even.
No, we're Lost.
Harley, you were the biggest Lost.
We have to get into it. Jeez. Fuck that show.
Harley's not a real
So fucking
I've never seen it. Because I never watched it because all my friends were like too obsessed with it. Like,
really
that's all they would talk about. Like,
what Lost?
Like, when
that's why
we
I was
were young
Lost.
And there was MySpace, like all over MySpace, it was just all about Lost. And I was just
MySpace,
like, I could never watch
good.
That just because everyone likes it too much.
Yeah,
I understood that, but that's the exact
you're one of those people.
The chief, the chief just was just
yeah.
talking about every day. And at a certain point, doesn't it sound really cool? Like
the
shit?
The season's so good.
Yeah,
yeah,
right, yeah like the things you were saying,
sounded,
like you tell the story and it sounds
up.
Cool.
It sounded cool until like people were dying.
Hey, JJ Abrams, if you're listening, you can
go fuck yourself. And then like having babies. And then there were randomly like aliens on the island that were like teleporting there, but then they weren't
there aliens,
actually, and then people were killing each other, and
yeah.
I was just like, I don't really.
They might
really.
As well. Have been.
No, I mean, at this point, let's make it very clear that
oh
as
my God, there's a rat right there.
What?
So scary.
Oh my God! What? There's a rat! Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Dude, first rat I've ever
that
seen.
Rat wants
not a cage.
So sick.
We all right. First mouse podcast. What?
All right, sports guests.
Sports guests. We are currently.
Oh my God! If they
goes
on the floor, I'm gonna.
We're outside and we just saw a fucking mouse running on a goddamn
rat.
Electric
no, it
cable.
It was a rat.
It was a rat. Okay, yeah, it could gnaw
it's
your face off.
It's actually pretty sick. I didn't know they're like. Feral rats around you.
Yeah, they're just like squirrels, but not as
cute.
We got mountain lions, centaurs.
Definitely
the monsters or whatever.
Yo, shouldn't your cats be hunting those rats?
Dude, my cats are so.
If crazy. They do, they're gonna get toxoplasmosis.
Yeah, that's why I'm not worried because I don't eat wildlife because of fucking lazy cats.
See, that's what I want. I want a kitten that's immediately domesticated so it can't get any of those weird
see,
shit. You have one. Oh, all right.
No.
Oh, you are a cat. Okay.
No,
all right, Coco,
guys,
thank
like,
you.
I'm not kidding. She is, like, part, I feel like, part, a little bit. Feel.
Well, that's just
you
awesome.
Sleep, like, 12 hours a day.
Also, yes.
I'm actually nocturnal.
Are you good at scratching? Yes. That's awesome.
All right, you're good at scratching.
I'm a good scratcher.
I'm a Leo.
I thought you were a cat. Although, I'm what the fuck?
Of?
Leo's not an animal.
Lion,
whatever. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Leo the lion.
Feline.
Oh, yeah.
Same family, bro.
Yeah, are they ever gonna domesticate a
I
mini...
want a jaguar domesticated.
Oh my God, that would be so
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
Do you mean like domesticated foxes, not cats?
They're like
cool.
They're domesticating foxes. They're like in
yeah.
the foxes of it. Yeah.
So
but
like,
some are not. Some are fucked
fox?
Up. Some are.
Yeah, dude. Can you imagine having a fox in your house? As, like
sick.
A sly fox.
Yeah.
Foxes
well,
they've been
are
all
sly.
Foxes are sketch.
So
dude, they're
foxes
sly.
Have been starting.
Like,
they've been mating with
fucking.
Oh,
I don't
want a fox now.
Yeah, let's get.
Who doesn't want a fox? But
they
foxes have been hella hooking up with wolves now because people are starting to like hunt both of them. And so they have the cunningness of the fox, and they don't give a fuck like wolves about people. So they've just been coming in and mashing shit up, like in
very Charlie
excuse me,
Sheen-esque.
In super Charlie Sheen-esque. Well,
over.
It is. It was over so quick.
Charlie
like,
Sheen won't stop winning.
Like if something's changed, I feel like about like the country.
What do you
like,
call a wolf and a fox mix?
Wolf.
A full, yeah.
A full.
A wax?
Are they sterile when they're? Are they, can they?
No, they can.
They
can
sterile?
Definitely bang. I think. I don't know. I'm totally throwing that out there.
Like a mule?
But they in Russia, they like ravaged like 400 horses in like 3 fucking days.
So
they go in packs.
So
they have the wolf
horses.
Thing. They're kind of like foxes, and they just kill shit.
So they're strong like a wolf, sly like a fox.
Super. Let's keep one convo, guys. Remember. All right. So you don't want to make you guys angry. So sorry.
We don't want to make you angry.
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to keep it because the sports guys are not going to be able to distinguish anything if it's like two completely separate conversations.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
Smart.
We're just trying to help you guys out, sports guys, and make it better in general. But that's the only thing. All right, so yeah, this has taken a fun little divot. So, all right, so we'll just move on from that.
Is that the word?
It's a divot. It's not a,
it's not a detour, it's a divot.
It is. Okay. Oh, all right. So, it's really weird about the Charlie Sheen thing. I feel like in less amounts, like things would last longer before, like things being cool. Like now it's like Charlie Sheen and literally every single person is like, do you hear what happened to Charlie Sheen? Do you hear what this person said about Charlie Sheen? And then it makes it that like in a week or so you can't talk about it ever. Like Friday. Friday was so crazy until like a week later. Wait, about what?
Vancouver riots. Speaking of
the Vancouver.
Speaking of things that are hot right now.
Because the
Canucks lost and Vancouver just went to shit.
This is hockey, by the way.
Sports fans.
Air hockey tournament.
That's so Canadian.
Yeah, they got swept. It's such a Sharks thing.
Dude, I went to Sharks.
It was so disappointing.
I know what everybody did.
Because how do you win?
You
would have to puck into the other goal. As
or you kill every other member on the opposite team.
Get the ball into the other goal.
You play sports?
Yeah. Well, if you want to think about it in terms
all
of
the
that.
Same.
Or like, be logical, stop being logical.
From a mascot's perspective.
Oh, yeah, she...
The Burlingame Panther. Was,
you can, like, Kiki look at things.
Kiko.
Kiki.
Kiki.
Coco.
Kiki was a mascot.
Kiki Coco. We got a rage crater. Oh, God, that... Yeah, see, I've got Magoo with a speech.
K-Ran.
Huh? Shit happens sometimes. Yeah. All right, so where's your favorite place to go rapiding? Rapids ring.
Once.
Oh, what? What?
She's been a bunch of times.
I went in Belize once.
What? How crazy is that? What number is it?
It wasn't crazy. What
number of rapids? There's like,
no,
it's like
honestly,
four. Or
it was like in these
class
caves.
Five. Class seven.
So like you were rafting inside of like these huge caves.
Were they dark?
Yeah, they're completely.
That's
like,
so fucking crazy.
Yeah, so you had your like helmets that had like the flashlights on them.
Damn.
And the rapids like definitely like weren't crazy or anything, but like it was really cool to get to go through. Like,
that's
the caves
cool.
And stuff.
That's you have no clue what the next like it was just gonna drop or shit like that.
No, I mean they would definitely tell you because it was like off a cruise ship. You know, you go.
Oh.
You know, like the little things off a cruise ship, but.
How many cruises have you been on?
Just that one.
How fun are they? So fun.
Those ones fake surfing machines?
I don't think so. No, they didn't.
They're really stupid. I don't get why. Like, cruise ships are really stupid. I stole a lot of money from them one time.
You have more Club Med shirts than any person.
I haven't been in a while. Yeah, sure. I've been on
to
other, like, on-cruise resorts.
But Club Med, you're going to
Club Med, we're done with. Club Med's so French.
It's not trendy enough.
Yeah, it's not. It's like Ed Hardy.
It
died.
How many like tiger so Germans can you make?
And he's like fucking what 60?
Skull, tiger, and eagle all the same.
That's genius. Let's market it.
What's Rock of Love? What's the guy's name?
Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels killed Ed Hardy.
He did.
Wore him out to death.
He's the nicest guy though. He's the only person I feel like that can. Like, want to just obviously get with every single girl on the show and still have people be like, yeah, he's, at least if you're going to do it, he's a good guy. If my trashy daughter is going to be taken by somebody, have it be Brett Michaels.
Yeah, because all the girls on the show are class A.
Yeah, they are super good.
You know what's interesting, though? After the show is over, he got back together with his ex-wife.
I saw that day. Show. They have a reality show. Why are you throwing bottles?
And they're happy.
They're
wait,
really,
really
cool though.
I'm
yeah,
sure.
Their
yeah,
kids
yeah.
are really like cool and quirky. I saw them on the reality show that
they
was
wear
not
bandanas?
Lived. What?
Do they wear bandanas?
They have matching
he's
bandanas.
Bald under
yeah.
That.
What?
He's bald under it.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
That's why he wears it every single show.
I had no
every
idea.
Show. Yeah, it's not just his thing. It's like
I thought. I was like, oh, you're just trying to bring
really
bandanas back because you were a band in like the '80s.
Yeah, and then they kicked him out. He wasn't even like the high point of the '80s. He got kicked out of fucking Poison.
I don't even know anything about Poison.
The only thing he's done more, God, what are you doing? All right, what is that song? The Rose song or whatever.
Every rose.
Oh my God.
Has its song. Or was that Guns N' Roses? That was Poison.
Brett Michaels.
That was Brett Michaels. All right, I'm just making sure.
Why
I'm making
sing
sure.
That right now in this context.
Every rose has its song.
Hey, Hot Tub Time Machine told me Brett Michaels.
Oh, that's a great movie, actually.
Really? He's in that? Oh,
that.
That's such a that's a super trendy reference. Oh, they make a reference about him in that movie?
Yeah, like, yeah, because, like, at the one point, him and his girlfriend go to the Poison show, and then he meets that other girl that, like, changes his life, and he ends up being married to in the end.
Oh, you're talking about the other people? I thought you're talking about Brett Michaels.
I've never
seen
Brett
Michaels.
Thanks.
was in Poison.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Yeah, he was. I don't remember him in the movie.
I don't think he was in the movie. But Poison.
Poison. Oh yeah, I do remember. Okay, I remember Poison. I remember that movie was not very good. It was so subpar.
No, okay. You don't think it's good the first, like, two times you watch it, and then you keep watching it, and you're like, oh my god, that shit is so funny.
When,
why did I think that
when
was
do you
funny?
Ever not like a movie, then say, shit, I'll watch it again, oh, then actually, not, then re-not like it, and say, fuck it.
You're around your time, example.
Well, I hated it first time, first but time second time, time, awesome. I'm saying is, how do you hate a movie twice?
Okay, because I watched it twice, and, like, the first time I watched it was my dad, who's not a stoner, so I wasn't stoned, and then I was like, god, this is not funny. Like, I don't care. This is so not real. And then the second time, it was like, I still don't like it, but it's kind of funny. And then the third time, I was like, okay, I'm really stoned. This is fucking hilarious. I don't know why I didn't like it the first time.
It's true.
Because all my friends like it, so they keep watching it. I've literally watched it four times this month with the same person.
How do you get to watch it. Goddamn. At least they got the black eyes. The only thing I don't like about the...
This is the only kid I know can watch the same movie over and over.
It's not Dude, Where's My Car? Seven times a day.
Grandma's Boy.
Grandma's Boy is the best movie. It's so good.
It's such a perfect stoner.
It's just a perfect movie in general. Well, it's just so that? Underrated. Like, probably 12, maybe. Great.
That's more than your Do Where's My Car, a little binge.
Yeah, more than Do Where's My Car, less than Step Brothers.
Wait, how was Step Brothers?
Like 25 or something? Step Brothers is just so the extreme. Shit.
I watch it.
I don't get it. I don't know how to do it.
It's like a tally board.
No, you definitely can't.
My friend Brennan has seen Zoolander over 50 times.
Jesus. Ooh, Brennan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's car wash?
My friend Brandon. Oh, your friend Brandon. Yeah.
What about car wash?
Have you guys ever seen
his name is the car wash. What?
Strange Wilderness.
I have with Steve Zahn. Yeah. What?
Oh my god, that is the funniest.
It's a great
movie. We have to
fucking movie.
Like,
it was
like I have it on my computer.
Watch it.
Did
watch
you torrent it?
I bought that shit.
If you're looking for torrents, go to demonoid.me. I got all 22. I'm trying to tell them. Yeah, tomorrow. Oh, wait. I guess I can't endorse. It's not technically. Yeah, they're legal because they're not from me.
Okay.
Go on there. I got all 22 languages of Rosetta Stone free. What up?
Oh, you gotta hit me up with that, dude.
Nope, not until you suck it. Oh, God, gross.
You told me, man. We're friends.
22 languages.
And you're gonna learn how many of them?
Zero.
21. I want to keep one language for when I want, when I'm about to die. Trying to be excited about it. I'll learn German when I'm like 79 or something.
79.
Yep, got it. That's when my twilight years start. Before that, I'm fucking rocking.
Oh my god. I do not want to be a 79.
Mm-mm. But that's what I'm like. If it's as bad as I think it is now, fuck yeah. But if I'm 79, I'm like, fuck, I'm still alive. How the fuck am I still alive? I'm down.
After all this shit I've done in the last 7 years.
It's like the same thing. Like if you in a movie and Rambo gets fucking shot in the arm and the leg, at least I'm like this. I gotta survive through this. I've been shot everywhere. If you're 79, it's the same thing. You've survived what? Fucking cancer, parasites, ringworm.
George,
you are good.
George's gonna travel a lot.
Scratch. Heart surgery.
Yeah. Hip replacement. Are you fucking gonna? Yeah. If you get through that, you're golden.
My grandpa did.
Yeah, see, he's golden.
He's a pacemaker.
He's a pacemaker?
Yeah.
So he can't, what like, can he do? Because there's always...
He plays, like, bridge.
Okay.
He got married last year.
Can he not fly on planes?
No, he can fly.
Oh, he just has to be pat down separately or whatever.
You can see a pacemaker from the outside.
Yeah, no,
really?
They do full body scans now when you walk through shit. Like,
I've seen that.
They can see everything that's...
I've done that before, but the thing is they literally cannot... They're not looking for drugs. Because I had hash pills and a little vial, and I'm walking through and I have a fucking full body scan, which is not fun if you've got drugs. And so they're like I kept them in my pocket, and I was like, fuck this, I'm not taking them out. And they're like, sir, can you please empty your pockets?
Oh, no.
And so I just take the stuff out. I'm holding them in my hands. They don't even look at the shit in my hands. They never ask me what's in my hands. They just do the full fucking body scan, and I just move through. Like, they didn't even ask me what it was, look at anything.
Your privacy for no reason.
Yep, exactly. It literally is pointless because I could have had a shitload of ecstasy on me, and they would have been like, go on through, kid. You don't got any explosives.
When we went to Cabo, my friend had, like, a little thing of keef, and the guy, the customs agent, picked it up, looked at it, put it back in the bag.
What?
He like didn't know what it was, which is
so
like,
retarded.
Which is great because he's like, wow. You're fucking GDI. Yeah, you should. Idea.
They all have. They all seem like they have no clue about anything. It's ridiculous.
We're talking about. Are you peeing over there?
Fuck you.
Yeah, what up?
Are you an animal?
Yes, we are.
We're just.
No, we were created separately.
Why do you keep throwing that at me?
I think they're yours, but they're not.
She just has your face on it. He just throws his keys at me with his picture on it.
Taylor Chaparro?
Oh! Alright, mixed you up.
You're that blonde guy?
The Chief and Tyrannosaurus Rex look very similar because they're both white.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's me.
I'm colorblind, dude.
All right, you want to know that?
We're most men.
What?
No, I'm like race blind.
You're race blind.
Everyone's equal in my eyes.
As long as you're Harley.
Equator, bro. Whatever.
Where are you? This is the longest pee.
He hasn't started yet. He's shy.
I've been thinking. I've never looked it up, but I feel like there would be a shitload of videos on YouTube that was like. Longest pee ever, man.
There probably are.
I peed for 5 minutes once.
What?
It was unreal. It was unreal. My sister timed me. She was standing next to me. I was like, dude, this is weird. Like, I can't stop peeing.
So weird. 5?
You got me beat.
I'm not.
I peed through 3 red lights or 3 like lights before. I don't know. That's like at least.
What?
That's a pretty long time.
Why were you timing yourself in lights while you were peeing?
Because I had to hop out of the car.
Oh.
Or actually, it was a limo. Sorry, it was a limo.
There are so many videos called longest pee on YouTube.
That's so
longest pee ever.
How does someone know? Like, I'm gonna totally do it this time.
Come on, guys. This is gonna be it. Yeah, how would you know? You have to pee every single. You have to film every pee. It's going out the special camera. $8,000. A special bathroom light. So wait, what was the on there? What's like the length?
Oh, I didn't check.
Well, I figured that would help in the longest pee. 30 seconds, man. Longest ass pee ever.
I peed for like 2 straight minutes one time.
Whoa, you got his appendix?
I swear.
No. Well, no, he said it. He said he got his he got his appendix out, still, and he was all fucked up. And so he felt like everything was coming out. Like his, like, never mind. He's going to get gross.
I was in Long Beach.
Let's just stop there. It's just.
Is Catherine back from Long Beach?
Yeah, she's in Shasta with the fam.
Yes. Show with Alan and
getting crazy with her dad. We're at the same company for like 30 years.
Same with my dad. Don't talk shit.
Come on. No respect. And her mom. Oh my god, the funniest woman I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
I want her to be my minister at my wedding, just because I want to hear what she has to say.
I want her to be laughed up.
Is that where Catherine came from?
Okay, listen.
Besides, obviously.
Listen. One time, Chief. My friend and I were at my friend's house, and my friend's mom was on the computer, and you know the pop-ups that are like, yeah, you were there.
So not.
Okay. The pop-ups were there.
Regardless. You know the pop-ups are like, you won a free laptop.
I only get them every second.
Screaming, and she's like, oh my god, I won a free laptop!
What?
And she's like, Mom. Are you serious? What? I won!
I just happened to be the
That's how that shit works.
It's only, 11 years since that started?
Right?
Since I've done that. I mean, I feel like every person has done that at some point. But it was right when the internet started.
Right? I've never actually thought that I won a laptop.
You've never done that? I definitely did that in like 7th, 3rd grade.
Says, actually, you didn't actually.
Yeah, that's just an advertisement.
Fuck you. Read the fine print.
Sign up for these 3 or 4 different services forever.
We'll put you in the raffle of 1 million people to win one free laptop.
Or, like, actually, if you click on this, you owe us a free laptop.
Or if you click on this, we'll just give your virus a computer.
You want porn forever? Here. You can never have none. So. But yeah, I heard of this. I did hear of like there's a virus where you could, or you like send it to somebody. It's like a link. Like you check on a website and you click it, and from then on, every time you try to write something, it would just be like suck dick, suck dick, suck dick. Like no matter what you try to write, it'd be like I am and I am, which would be turned into suck dick, suck dick. It's just so ridiculous. Like for like, oh my god.
Something that you would probably do when you were 12. Yeah.
I learned coding for this.
Just to write a suck dick virus.
You're a sick person. I feel like they don't do those things anymore. Like the like you'd see them in movies or whatever where they want to fuck with you. It'd be like the with a guy that would come ha ha ha. Ha, ha, ha.
Or like a worm that would like come on your screen and be like, you have a virus, and then check
out. Yeah, exactly. It had the fucking university hat on or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah, exactly. They don't have cool things. Now it's like, I stole your credit card information. What's so fun about getting your credit card information stolen? Great, somebody bought a lot of porn for like, it's not a big thing.
Have you ever had your credit card stolen before?
Nah. No, but I definitely got my Facebook jacked. Someone was like, are you in Mexico right now? No, but let's see. Have I got my shit jacked?
Do you guys know where Solvang is?
No.
Yeah,
it's okay. Near Slow, there's this little town. It's called Solvang. And it's like a fake Dutch town. Like, for no reason. It's like
Delaware
fake.
Wouldn't shoot.
It's like Kingsburg is fake
speaking. They're doing it to be cute.
It's like, literally, there's like there? Belgian Waffle Houses and like whatever. Whoa. So, of course, my parents are like, let's go get a Belgian Waffles and Belgian Waffle House. And the bitch working there stole our credit card.
What? Why did they pick you?
Credits on Yahoo so she could like call internationally. It was so ridiculous.
She might have a Dutch boyfriend.
What?
Who knows? I wouldn't put it past her.
That's so ridiculous. Did you say something like, oh, this place is so shitty? Or like,
no, like we gave her our credit card to pay for her welfare.
Like, I don't get how, I'm like, why they pick
you? Give your credit card back?
No. She like took it to the back, swiped it, and like bought shit with it, and then gave it back to us.
That's so
funny. And then
funny.
Later that day, we get a phone call from the credit card company, and they're like, were you at a Belgian Waffle House? And we're like, yeah, it's kind of awkward. We definitely were there today.
Did you order $5,000 of pancakes?
Well, she stole your money. Oh, okay.
Did they cancel the order?
Yeah, I was thinking about the same day.
They cancel whatever, and so it's not, the payment doesn't go through, and then you get a new credit card.
They're so nice, because that's their money. If that was like an ATM card, I'm sure they'd be like, oh, yeah, sorry,
sucks
there's a fee.
You.
There's a fee to go checking for it. Just give us half your money, we'll find it. It's cool. Don't worry.
Don't worry, we'll investigate it for you.
Don't worry. FDIC got you covered. Fuck FDIC. Whatever. They're going to kill me now. While listening to everything. Fuck it.
That's scary. I was going to say.
We're all I
don't want to be in.
Where's FDIC?
Yeah. They're lurking in the trees, guys. Poison darts are abounding. Wow, we have been doing this for a long time.
Great podcast.
Yeah, this has been a fun time. You haven't even smoked all day? You want?
Kind of weird.
Do you want to
smoke? All right. Let's wrap up the podcast then.
All right.
Let's do
What's
this.
What's your signature sign off?
Music, dude. You need the music.
Oh, you want the? Oh yeah, definitely. Okay. Dude, hold on. All right,
closing
we're gonna.
Time. Closing
yeah.
Time.
Hey, Jake. Tell them a joke or something ridiculous. Put you on the spot like that.
I can't think of anything.
About, like, someone that you
know. I got the best song. Oh my god.
My friends asleep. Oh my god. My friends asleep.
So good.
Best song.
What song?
End it with E.T., dude.
Oh, never mind.
Tommy T. Is it a shout out to Tommy
dude.
T?
Tommy T, I hope you get better, bro. I hope that if you're hearing this right now, you're alive.
This is a shout out to
By
Katy
the
Perry.
Grace of God.
I love you.
This is a shout out to Katy Perry. Wow.
You're listening. You're amazing.
Tommy G, I hope
I'd
you
like
haven't gone
to
some other planet.
To Kesha.
Who's Tommy T?
Our friend.
Because Kesha is hot.
In a drug addict.
Like,
hot.
Straight up.
Actually, if there's one singer I would absolutely bang the shit out of.
Taylor Swift, we know.
He'll
no
just get
way,
sucked
dude.
Up and sing.
You should be complaining about this.
There's no way you
Hey, one combo.
Yeah. It's just Chris Crash is not here right now. Doesn't mean that he has to get off tangent.
Yeah,
what?
We can.
Oh,
we're talking about Taylor Swift and how hot she is and how I would totally bang her.
Okay.
God, she's so dumb.
She's I don't know. Her songs
sexy.
Are all
she's
the same.
Standard dumb blonde.
Okay, her song. I agree. Her songs are all the same, but
how about the "You're Not Sorry" versus?
Do you like that she wears t-shirts
don't
and not
short
shorts?
Fuck yeah, dude! She's nipping
like,
out.
It was not a serious
like,
question.
I regret losing my virginity. Straight up.
What?
Taylor Swift's hit single, I Regret Losing My Virginity to You.
Is that actually a song?
No. AKA, You're Not Sorry, AKA, Don't Call Me, AKA, What Are You Thinking, AKA, I Know You Cheated On Me.
AKA, My Dad's Gonna Fuck You Up. She has this terrible relationship with whoever.
Is that all her songs are about?
I don't listen to them. Writes all her own songs, and like, well, she's like 17, so how many guys has she like really 15, been with to write three albums about?
She's 15.
You think like Lady Gaga, if you write about Alejandro, she's fucking weird. He's gotta be equally weird enough to write about.
Alejandro's
but yeah, you're right, she's fucking
Alejandro. Alejandro's not real.
I know, and she, I don't like her. I'm just saying, that song is so good. Alejandro, da-na-na-na,
straight up, Lady Gaga took a bunch of hits of acid and was like, yep, that's the song.
She was like, so I'm a monster. Okay, I've seen her live, and she was like, and like doing this weird shit, like it was the weirdest thing
I would kill to see Gaga live.
Weird screen behind her that was like her like acting all this shit out about like calling everyone in the crowd monsters, and then she would like jump on top of a piano and like honestly it was one of the
she's,
weirdest
I feel like she's seen, she's being seen weird just to try to be it now, right?
No, I saw her at where is it?
Orco Arena found in Oakland!
River Cats Field, maybe? They, like, did a whole, like...
River Cats.
Yeah, they did, like, a whole concert there. It was for, like, a radio station. I got free tickets, so...
obviously.
You can't complain about a free Gaga concert.
Yeah. You will pay for that.
No, because I listen to her as little as possible because every one of her songs on her album is on the radio. And on
all
YouTube.
The time.
And who's they're like, the oh my god, Lady Gaga's the cool newest right. thing. Yeah. It's after
she's
the
not
pop-up.
The newest thing anymore.
No, I know. It was on Yahoo today.
Yeah.
What?
It was on Yahoo today that she's Yahoo off the top chart.
Really?
Yeah.
Bozzy. I feel like Justin Bieber has got to be next. That little son of a bitch.
I hate Justin Bieber.
He's got some good songs, but the one that goes, whatever the one that he just won the fucking MTV Musical Movie Award.
The one that was like, every one girl in the world, like, I love you. And you're like, Selena dude, you're Gomez. 14.
Three. Yeah, the song. I'll never say never. I'll never say never.
It's weird because you do kind of look like him in a way.
No. What up? I'm also as dickish as him. Get me my fucking macchiatos.
Yeah.
Well, that's too deep of a voice.
Wait, Workaholics. JBeeb69. Did you guys see
which
that one?
One was that? Which episode?
Oh my god.
Which episode?
Two weeks ago with the fedoras? Are you kidding me? You
I couldn't have missed.
That?
I couldn't have missed.
You didn't see the JBeeb69 episode? Okay, so all the guys are together and they go in this like chat room thing and it's this guy whose screen name is JBeeb69 and he's like, they're like, I'm 10, come over tomorrow. And he's like, okay.
So they try to catch a predator.
Yeah, they're like catching a predator, but he shows them the door.
He ends up being really sick.
Like, realizes that it's like, they're like trying to catch him, and he like shows him this huge bag of paw, and then this like other staff, and they're like, hey, he's actually really cool, like, let's let him in. So they let him in, and they're like friends with him, they hang out with him, they do all this cool shit, and then this girl at their work is like, did you guys like catch that guy and put him in jail? They're like, yeah, he's in jail, don't worry about him. And then she meets him, figures it out, he always wears a fedora, so all the guys in the show start wearing fedoras. It's so
funny.
And then
it's a funny
like, he's like, you don't understand, like, I get how you guys like girls, like, look at it from my perspective, like, you guys like girls, you get turned on by girls, like, I like 10-year-old boys. And they're like,
just trying to understand.
Like, okay, dude, like, we get it, for sure, we get it. Like, no, but he's like, do you guys want to come to the penthouse? And it's like, with all, supposedly these hot chicks, like, doing a bunch of blow.
So ridiculous.
Like, we just have to wait until the end of the week to go to the penthouse.
Penthouse.
It's really funny.
God damn it. Or just the first one. Would they have to get drug tested? And yeah. They try to get a little Asian kid.
When they
did you see the wizard one?
The wizard? Which one's the wizard
one? This last week.
Same episode.
Are you talking about the season finale?
Yeah, the season finale.
I definitely saw the season finale. I don't remember.
With the
I was
wizards?
Really high.
Where they were like wizard rappers, and then the guy meets like a 40-year-old motorcycle lady, and he's
something
like.
Where he hits the guy with his car?
No.
It was literally just on in Harley's house. Like,
Alright, so we don't confuse sports guests by me sounding annoying trying to figure things out. Well, just tell me about it, because.
Okay, so they start this wizard rap gang, and they're gonna rap at this concert with like these other wizards. And they're like, look like, oh, we're such good rappers, blah, 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 and they rapped all these wizard beats. And then the short guy with black hair, what's his name?
Whatever. Derbs or whatever?
Yeah, he leaves the group because he loves this 40-year-old motorcycle Harley rider, and she wants to get him jacked. So
he becomes
a bodybuilder, and then he like goes to this competition, like moves into this house, and he's like the most obnoxious person ever, and he's in these like sweatsuits that are like from the 90s, and they're like the poofy, and the ones that are like swish when you like.
Oh, like MC Hammer would wear
baby blue like sweatsuits, and he's like. Look how jacked I am. And he's like lifting weights. And he's like this small little kid. And he goes to his bodybuilding contest. It's so funny. And then at the end, on the stage of the bodybuilding contest, they like wizard rap all
they
the shit.
They debut wizard
It is so
rapper.
Funny. One of the best.
That's
the best
so episodes. Sick. I love when they actually like. Oh God. All right. Oh, Andrew Benson. We don't. We'll answer his call later.
Decline Andrew Benson.
Yeah. Especially because the picture of it is just him just smoking a blunt.
He called me like 5 times. I'll talk to him later.
Andrew Benson's not going to get hired for a job.
Dude, Andrew Benson has a girlfriend now.
Really? Hey, yes. Andrew, shout out. You're
Benson!
A sick fucker. You need a girl.
Dude,
good job.
Megan and I went out to dinner with him last night. This chick is all over him.
Really?
She's like all about Andrew
That's
Benson.
So
She's like
sick.
Kissing him and like... hanging on him the entire time.
Oh my god.
Damn.
Like,
Benson. What's happening right now?
Benson, what up?
What did you say? Story. So there's this guy that I hooked up with like 2 years ago.
Gotta.
Years ago, right? Great friends. We're like good friends ever since. Went to UC with him last year. Hooked up with him then. And 2 months later, he starts dating my friend's sister. Wait, and they get married like a month ago.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay. So I had to drive from Sacramento to San Luis Obispo with these two people. And in the front seat the whole time, she was like licking his arm and like kissing him and like doing weird shit. And I was like,
the relationship thing.
Like, oh my god, this is
so
like,
weird.
They dated for dating like 6 months ago.
How did they not make poop jokes all the time?
It is so weird.
Like, they should have just made poop jokes all the time.
You know, she was like.
It's weird.
Don't
good.
Ever want to be in the car
like
with newlyweds again.
White bread America.
Yeah. Definitely
like,
not.
Down. All right.
Thank you, Jacob. Thank you. But yes, sorry. We will. All right. So let's see. Okay. The only other thing. What the fuck was I thinking? What happened? Okay. I don't really remember what happened because again, I was really high when I watched it. But Adult Swim or not Adult Swim, Aqua Teen Hunger Force or whatever.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I used to watch a little bit, but they did this thing, like they did this thing with, like, Aqua Teen Hunger Squad or something like that.
Yeah,
and it's the most fucked up,
like
weird
yeah,
thing.
I've seen it. I know what you're talking about. I know exactly God what you
damn.
Mean.
God
damn.
Super Jail.
Continue.
Super Jail is so
super
outrageous.
Jail.
All right, check it. Yeah, all right. Well, let's go out with that on Super Jail.
Watch it, Swiss Guest.
Watch it,
adults.
As the team
sponsor
says
us,
it, awesome.
Put us
please, yeah, please sponsor us, comment, tell your friends.
Tell Bud Light.
Review, tell Bud Light, whatever you want to do. Please, please do it, because you know it'll help us. It'll keep us getting more great guests like Kiki and Coco.
Woo!
And, of course, the Chief, Tyrannosaurus Rex, and Mystique. And, as always... Scritch Scratch, we as always are sponsored by Bud Light. Thank you all.
I'd rather get some meat, but I'd rather get some meat.